Heading into this first week of October, Todd, we've got some really big contrast. A lot of folks have heard about the huge snows that fell in Montana, British Columbia, and Alberta over the weekend, up to 4 feet in some areas. Then we had record-breaking heat, and we still have record-breaking heat in the central and especially the southeastern parts of the United States. And as we go into the first few days of this new month, we're going to continue to see that contrast. Very cool and damp in the northern plains, the northwest, and the Rockies. Record-breaking heat for early October for the central and the southeast United States. But that colder air out west will spread east and south. We're going to see a ribbon of what could be a significant amount of rainfall cutting across portions of Iowa, Wisconsin, northern and western Illinois, northern Missouri, northeastern Kansas, and portions of eastern and central Nebraska. There could be as much as 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next 10 days in those areas as the boundary from that cold, moist air from the west hits that warmer air as it moves south. That's going to cause a lot of rain and thunderstorms. The Great Lakes, the rest of the Corn Belt, and the east will see cooler, more October-like air overspread late this week, over the weekend, and early next week, as finally some fall-like weather and an end to the summer-like heat will be developing this weekend and next week across the central, the east, and the south.